From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Very good. Christchurch Company scales.
Yeah, well, look, hey, Mike, we're still working our way through the local reporting season, but you can pop the champagne corks because you can have the 14K party because we saw another all-time high in the NZX 50 index yesterday, cracking through the $14,000 mark, 14,013. Well, it just crept through, actually. There wasn't a lot of cracking. There was a lot of creeping. But very good to see because the NZX 50 has underperformed some of the global indices. So not, I like that. Of the NZX 50 components, high fly yesterday was, as you say, Scales Corp. Now, we've talked about Scales Corp before, often in the context of exporting and the primary sector, historically being one of our little lenses into horticulture with its big exposure to apples. Share price yesterday up 5.3%, so nice solid move. Clearly, the market reacted positively to the release of their half-year results. In those half-year results, big jump in revenue, very big jump for the 6 months. So $762 million worth of revenue. That is up, and this is not wrong, this is not a typo, 105% on their revenue. That's a big shift. Where you've seen the needle move is in their protein business, which has been growing strongly. So that's helped underlying earnings lift 18%, over $100 million, and net profit after tax up 10%. Good set of numbers, all helped by Scales increasing its shareholding in the edible proteins trading businesses where they have joint ventures or JVs. And yesterday they referred to this M&A activity in the 2025 year they're now benefiting from. Just to demystify this protein business a little bit, it's pet food related, Mike. They have exposure to a couple of businesses called Meateor and Shelby Foods in the US. What Scales do is they provide animal protein ingredients to pet food manufacturers, put very simply. So not just the commodity proteins, but they do higher value products. And one thing we know is that people love feeding their pets. Nice stuff. Apples, horticulture still going well, seeing a shift there to high yielding varieties. So an 8% lift in earnings from agriculture. Good, good set of numbers. Market like.
Great story. To steel and tube, not so flash.
Not so good. So at the other end of the outcome scale, unfortunately, is Steel and Tube. They announced their full year results yesterday. So whereas we saw Scales have that 5% pop higher in the share price, Steel and Tube share price fell 11%. So not a good day. Tough times for the business at the moment. They did report a loss. That included reporting a $51.9 million impairment on their assets. Revenue did improve, though. Okay, so some of the things look like they're turning. The company published normalized numbers which showed improving earnings, but Mike, what they have here is they have a need for balance sheet vigilance. They are pursuing asset sales. I should mention that KPG as auditors did make comment on the results. They said conditions were challenging. Yep. That was acknowledged by the directors as well. So, look, they've got some work to do.
And our old mate Stephen Joyce yesterday has had enough of Winton, so he's moving on.
Yeah, very quickly. He's a friend of the show, isn't he? So Winton Property Business listed here. The newly appointed chair, Stephen Joyce, has stepped down along with independent director Guy Ferguson. What's interesting about this thing is there's two things here. One, he'd only been in the role for about 2 months. Yeah. It didn't last very long. But he also cited a fundamental misalignment of expectations between themselves and the company's majority shareholder. Share price a little bit low as markets digest that. This is an ongoing story. I think you'll hear more of this.
Yeah, just real quick on the inflationary. That was hotter than they thought in the States, wasn't it?
Yeah, tiny little bit. So obviously inflation, big thing. Personal consumption expenditure price index overnight. This is the Fed's preferred measure. Headline expected to come in at 3.6, came in at 3.7, but at the core level, 0.2% for the month, 3.3 for the year. Yeah, look, a little bit elevated. And just looking at the consumption numbers, which you get as well, Q2 consumption was revised higher, which is good. But the July numbers coming into Q3, a little bit softer. So look, you've still got a picture of a resilient US economy, Mike. Some signs of a little mild slowdown, but all eyes now on Fed Governor Kevin Warsh. He's got to address to Jackson Hole. So you've got the NVIDIA results, you've got Jackson Hole. You've got a bit of risk over the next couple of days, just in terms of what comes out of those two events.
Bond markets on edge.
On edge.
On
yes.
edge. Right, give me some numbers.
I can do that. The Dow Jones is down 110 points, 0.2%, so not much. 53,466. The S&P 500 is down 3 points, which is barely moved. 7674 in the S&P 500. The NASDAQ, 26,117, down 34 points, 0.13%. The FTSE 100, also small move overnight, down 8, 10,878. The Nikkei, 66,262, which was a 0.6% gain. The Shanghai Composite, pretty much a 0.6% gain as well, 0.59, 3912. The Aussies yesterday lost 37 points, 9127, the close on the ASX 200. And as I said, the NZX 50 creeping through 14,000, 14,013. It was a 0.15% gain. The Kiwi dollar, 0.5942 against the US, 0.8284 against the Aussie. And as you said, Mike, markets over there now expecting a hike in the RBA rate by early next year. So that's shifted up a little bit. The Kiwi dollar, 0.51 against the euro, 0.4371 against the pound, 94.72 Japanese yen. Gold, $4,596. And Brent crude, $88.35.
See you tomorrow. Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, best in the business.